Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guest is Helga Anderson, and today's show is brought to you by 1UP Web, Northeast Color, and iPost. iPost puts the power of email marketing in the hands of the franchise marketer through multi-tiered accounts that eliminate fragmentation and enable franchisees to own and control all data and content. iPost gives your brand one place to support all locations' email marketing and one place to train and onboard new franchisees. Find out more at iPost.com. Today's guest is Helga Anderson, founder of Danish Reveal. She's an entrepreneur, former corporate executive, and has a lot of great stories to share with us today. She joins us from Madrid, Spain. Helga, how are you today?
Hello, Jack, and thank you for having us. It's a true honor to be here today. I'm very excited to get out to some of our American colleagues or audience.
Yes, excellent. How are things in Madrid? Before we get into today's topic, tell us about what's happening in Madrid. Is the weather good? What's the lockdown situation looking like here in April?
Well, I mean, in terms of weather, it's great. It's 20 degrees. The sun is shining, so that's amazing. Lockdown, I mean, we can go out and sit on a terrace and have a glass of wine or water, and that's amazing, but very restricted. So we cannot travel out of Madrid. We are getting into Easter, and obviously we would all love to be in the beach. The beach is very far away from Madrid. So, but we will enjoy a nice terrace and enjoy my little family, and that's just enough and great.
Good.
So we need to get the best out of it, right?
Right.
That's how the situation is.
Right. Another summer at home. Maybe later in the summer you'll get to the beach, though. So.
Oh yes, definitely. We cannot wait.
Yes, absolutely. So, before we get into your background and some of the other things you've done, give us an overview of Danish Reveal.
Yes. Well, Danish Reveal, it's a multi-brand destination, and I also like to define it as a community. It's a platform that unites the leading Danish fashion and beauty brands from a very recognized Copenhagen fashion scene and link that with the modern women around the globe. So it is a fashion and lifestyle marketplace inspired by a country and a society and its way of life, in this case, Denmark. And I actually dare to say it's the first of its kind that really focus on one society and try to unite brands that really stands out from this fashion industry. And well, it's a platform with a mission in the center of everything what we do. What we do is to work to unlock the feelings of personal power and well-being of the women of today. We want to add simple tools to our lives that really makes us feel strong in order to be able to balance our professional and personal life. So it's like the woman is in the center of everything we do. And we are very inspired by Denmark, a country that I don't know how much you know, Jack, about Denmark. It's a very small country of 5 million people. Do you know anything about Denmark?
You know, it's one of those parts of Europe that everyone knows a little bit about, including me, but not much, right? It isn't France, and it's not Germany, and it's not the UK. So it isn't really prominent in a lot of our culture or books and movies and so forth. So tell me a little bit more about that Danish culture, especially when it comes to fashion and fashion marketing and things like that you're working on. How does that really sort of mix in with Danish Reveal?
Yeah, I mean, Denmark, it's a country that there's a lot of attention to it. And I think primarily based on its lifestyle and you can say its modern values. It's a country that I think is especially known for its minimalistic interior design and also this whole fairy tale appeal, right? I think we all know H.C. Andersen, the writer.
Yes.
And,
right.
And I think that is this fairy tale appeal and like this very happy country. It's a country that has been giving the, or has been nominated as the most happy country. It's also a country that where women play a very prominent role in business and politics. And I actually think it's a country that can get a lot of inspiration for women of today. I mean, just a fun data. It's a country where we have a queen and a president of the government. And the first female minister actually dates back to 1924. And today we have about 40% of the representatives of the Denmark's parliament are female. So I think in terms of like equality and welfare state, there are a lot of like modern values. And that is also what Danes Reveal is based on. Perhaps you have heard a lot about Copenhagen. It's you're now defined as a European capital to
yes.
visit. I've been living, I'm Danish myself. I live in Madrid. I've been living here for almost 10 years. And when I've been away from my home capital, I really can feel that there's a lot of going on in Copenhagen. It's a city that is a big hype around. And so we are based on the inspiration of this, as I call it, modern values of this society where the female role is very important. And we are there like promoting the Danish fashion mindset, which is very much based on the values included in the Danish society. So it's an industry that really focuses on the timeless fashion. It's not trend driven. It's based on designers that create like more basic and fun pieces where they focus on sustainable production. They focus on then the customer creates like small closets where you put garments that just passed into your history as a person and becomes part of you year after year. The designers are all like empowering other women. They really work on how fashion should be a tool for us feeling strong. And that is what I, as a founder, really saw in the Danish fashion industry. There's a lot of great values that I think we need to tell. I think that fashion should be all about values and about the feelings that these create when we wear them, right? We are not wearing clothes. We are wearing like feelings of empowerment. So Danish Reveal is having this in the center of everything we do.
So give us a bit of your backstory. How did you get to founding Danish Reveal? What were you doing before that?
Yeah, right. I was born and raised in Copenhagen by a Danish father and a Spanish mother. And I grew up outside of Copenhagen with my two siblings. And when I grew up, I just realized that having been brought up with two cultures had given me a very broad cultural perspective. And I just realized that there was so much difference in how your life could be in one country to another. And I think like this reflection was one of the first building blocks to Danish Reveal, just the attention to culture. And then I've been working for almost 10 years in the pharmaceutical industry. I always wanted to work in an industry where I focused on quality of life, and I love the fact that when you work in the pharmaceutical industry, you actually work to improve quality of life of patients. And this feeling, it was something that I just really wanted to build on. And I saw the need to connect that to fashion. Then what we talked about before, Denmark, I've been away from Denmark almost 10 years. And I just realized that there was an increasing attention to the culture and to the country brand Denmark, to the Danish fashion industry. And I saw the opportunity of making a destination for the Danish fashion industry, uniting it and really building on this country brand Denmark. You can say that is another building block of Danish Reveal. And then during my corporate life, I just realized that fashion and beautiful for me represented something much more profound than just dressing. I always used clothes to express myself, to feel strong. I mean, pharma is a very, you can say, perhaps man-dominated industry.
Yeah.
And I'm a very small, but strong, but small woman. And fashion always helped me like a tool of demonstrating who I was and to feel strong. And I think we all know this feeling of you get up in the morning and when you put some nice clothes on. I don't know if you know that feeling, Jack, but I do. And you just can feel so totally different. And this just became a tool for me. And I couldn't find a platform as a customer where I really got that feeling. It was more about selling like the trend or a piece of clothes. And I wanted to buy the feeling of strength. Mm. So it was my own need as a customer of, I wanted to buy feelings of strength. That was another building block of this. And when I was in as an executive, I was 34 when I was promoted as a marketing and business unit director. And I had a daughter on 4.5 months. And I just had some years with executive life, which just ended up being very tough with a little girl. And at some point, I went down with stress and I just decided to change my life completely and to follow this dream I've always had about entrepreneurship. And I was like connecting all the dots that I have already mentioned. And I just realized it was the time for me to look not on quality of life with patients, but on quality of life with a modern woman based on my own experiences. So yeah, that is the focus on everything I do. I just want to make people and women to feel strong and have the right tools. And I actually think that fashion and beauty are simple tools that we can really use in our daily life.
We'll be back in a moment with more after this word from Northeast Color. Northeast Color is offering franchise systems help with social distancing floor decals, signs and window decals, suspended partitions for the front desk or workout stations, parking lot signage, hand sanitizer pedestals, and signage, all fully branded and customized for your franchisees. Learn more now at northeastcolor.com. You know, something you said in there, I really like about taking your learnings and your experience from corporate life, especially in something like pharmaceuticals, right? Mm. Which is typically not very artistic or creative or expressive. But I hear so many entrepreneurs who start a business and they're really following their passion. And they just want to forget everything they learned in corporate life. They just want to, you know, blanket all out and never take anything from there. But it feels like you took quite a bit from that corporate executive life, especially in the pharmaceutical industry. And
yes, definitely.
You learned a lot there that you took that you are implementing within your Danish Reveal platform. Do I have that right?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, first of all, I think our fashion perspective is different because it's very much based on the mission in a pharmaceutical company, which is to change life. And this mission is the core of Danish Reveal, right? We really want to support women on having a better quality of life through fashion. But apart from the essence and the mission, I mean, I think that in corporate life, you learn so much that you can use as an entrepreneur. And I mean, I would actually recommend entrepreneurs to, before starting that marathon, to get some corporate experience. A lot of people have got to great success without it, but I really think it can give you important tools and a lot of lessons that if you have to get that learning in your entrepreneurial initial journey, it's very expensive. I mean, both in terms of the discipline, how you have structure and how you work, the processes, the importance of balancing between, you know, strategy and execution, how do you create a winning environment, how do you set high expectations, how do you push yourself to the next level? And also one thing I always come back to is the office politics, right? Is one of the horrible things that I think that a lot of entrepreneurs, they
yes.
just want to get away from.
That's an interesting way to look at it. Do you have any other advice, especially for women entrepreneurs who may be in a corporate setting right now, but they're thinking about sometime soon making that move and following, you know, whatever passion or business idea they have. Any other advice you would give any of those young ladies today?
I mean, I think in my still humble experience, we launched March 1st back in 2020. So we have only been running 1 year, but I've still obviously had a lot of important learnings. And I think the most important thing is to really have 100% clear what your value proposition is. What are you going to contribute with, to whom and why? And I think if you have this well-defined, success is undoubtedly more likely. I think that you above all really have to be motivated by what you do and never stop, never stop believing in yourself. And I think that this really, this self-confidence really needs to be your engine. Always listen and learn from other people, not to be afraid of making mistakes, because you will make a lot. As long as you learn from them, you will just improve. Then I think that giving up in difficult moments, as me, I launched a week before quarantine, had to execute my launch plan in the middle of being locked in 100% home here in Spain for 3 months.
Yeah,
that was not fun. But if you really have a mission that moves you, and you will be fighting at a different level, because you don't fight for your personal dreams, you fight for your values, you fight for your customers or partners, as I like to call them. And in my experience, this just makes you so much better. And this is the basis for Danish Reveal, for who we are and what we want to do. So I definitely recommend people to make the steps, but always with a business plan before, with the budget made, and all the preparation you need to have, right? Not to, of course, leave your nice corporate career and then don't have everything organized. Obviously, you need to do that first, but it's possible. And I definitely think we should support each other, ask for help, and then just do it.
Excellent. Before we go, if any of our listeners would like to learn more about Danish Reveal, about the platform, or maybe connect with you and have some questions about your journey, where can we send people?
We are on, obviously, it's to our website, which is www.danishreveal.com. We have our Instagram, which is just Danish Reveal. We're also on LinkedIn and Pinterest and all with the same name, Danish Reveal. So I would be very happy to support anyone. So write me on LinkedIn if you have any specific question, or on Instagram. We are always on top on both. So would be very happy to help where I can. And I really hope that we can onboard a lot of women on our Danish Reveal movement, and really make sure to get out of all the strength out of us in order to really pursue the goals and dreams we have in life. And I really believe that fashion is so much more than clothes. I really think it's personal power, and we need to get that out of fashion.
Before we go, a resource I'm recommending that all marketers, especially those working with franchise brands, check out is oneupweb.com/franchise. Lots of free franchise marketing resources here, like an SEO audit template, a guide to Google local listings for franchise businesses, and more. My favorite is OneUpWeb's new Franchise Marketing Playbook. It's a guide for franchisors to support their marketing efforts at all levels of a system. It has specific tips for working with franchisees, and it includes some post-COVID data and insights. OneUpWeb is an enterprise digital marketing agency and AOR for many great franchises with over 20 years of digital marketing experience. Learn more at oneupweb.com/franchise. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.